Moving beyond the AI headlines, several technology developments this week illustrate how innovation cycles are accelerating across multiple sectors. Apple's upcoming WWDC conference takes on special significance as Tim Cook's final keynote before stepping down September 1st, with hardware chief John Ternus taking over as CEO.
Cook's departure marks the end of an era that saw Apple become the world's most valuable company. But it also comes at a critical moment for the tech industry. WWDC 2026 will likely showcase Apple's AI strategy and how they plan to integrate machine learning capabilities across their ecosystem without compromising the privacy-focused approach that's become central to their brand differentiation.
The timing of leadership transitions in major tech companies often reflects broader strategic shifts. When established leaders step down during periods of rapid technological change, it typically indicates companies are positioning for fundamental business model evolution rather than incremental improvement.
We're seeing this pattern across the industry. Arm Holdings announced that ByteDance and Oracle are now using their data center chips, which represents a significant expansion beyond mobile processing into enterprise infrastructure. This diversification strategy shows how semiconductor companies are adapting to changing demand patterns driven by AI and cloud computing requirements.
Enterprise adoption patterns are shifting rapidly. Walmart announced they're rationing employee access to their AI tool Code Puppy, replacing unlimited access with fixed token allocations per employee. This suggests enterprise AI adoption is happening faster than companies anticipated, creating capacity constraints they're still learning to manage.
The enterprise AI adoption challenge extends beyond just capacity management. Sam Altman from OpenAI made a notable comment that top AI adopters are hiring rather than cutting staff, which contradicts some of the job displacement fears we've heard. This suggests AI is augmenting rather than replacing knowledge workers, at least in early adoption phases.
New York Fed research supports this perspective, finding that remote work, not AI, explains 64% of the increase in unemployment among young college graduates since the pandemic. This data challenges some of the narratives about AI-driven job displacement and suggests labor market disruptions have more traditional explanations.
In the space technology sector, China surprised industry observers by debuting a Falcon 9 rival rocket with no advance warning. This lack of pre-announcement suggests Chinese space companies are becoming more confident in their capabilities and less concerned about international scrutiny of their launch activities.
SpaceX faces its own challenges, with experts warning that their plan for 1 million satellites could cost $2 trillion to implement. Even for a company that's revolutionized space launch economics, the scale of global satellite constellation deployment presents logistical and financial challenges that may require new business models or international cooperation frameworks.
The convergence of these developments illustrates how technology innovation cycles are compressing. Companies that previously had years to adapt to new technologies now face months or weeks to respond to competitive threats. The businesses that can maintain innovation velocity while managing operational complexity will likely dominate their respective sectors.
What's particularly striking is how established companies are adapting their strategies. IBM shares surged after an old video of President Trump praising the company went viral, demonstrating how political sentiment can amplify existing momentum from technical achievements like their recent quantum computing wins. The intersection of technology, politics, and market sentiment is becoming increasingly complex to navigate.